You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Black Friday, was it as crazy as we thought it was? Did people overspend? Did people break the bank getting things that they really wanted? Let's find out. I'm joined on the line by Andrew Wilmot, who is Customer Experience Executive at Excentric Payment Systems, to take a look at this and some other movements. Good evening, Andrew. Thanks so much for taking the time. Did it live up to the hype? Were the volumes as crazy as other Black Fridays?
Good evening, Jimmy. Very interesting to see. Quite muted is how I would describe it. And we're seeing from the numbers that the activity spread more kind of across the week rather than that that scrum that we might have seen in store on a Friday a few years ago.
Perhaps that could be a function of companies also spreading out their specials and their promotions throughout the week that could have led to that. Andrew, what have consumers been prioritizing? Are they spending more on luxury still? Are we looking at necessities? I know I had a look at some Black Friday deals, and things like dog food and toilet paper and other essentials were on special, which is not something you'd typically see. But what did you notice from some of the data?
Well, from the numbers that we see across our processing environment, we're seeing average basket size of sort of 480 rand. We process quite a representative sample of retail in South Africa. So it does suggest to us that consumers are spending more on everyday and less on luxury. So, I would say that the traditional kind of crazy specials are out there. I'm sure one or two lucky people did manage to snag a good deal or two. But on the whole, I think retailers are also responding differently to Black Friday.
Speaking of responding differently and sort of mapping out differences between now and then, are we seeing more online purchases, or is it more still in-store? Can your data even tell the difference as to whether or not people prefer to be online? Is the foot traffic in malls back to what we thought it might be?
Jimmy, give me a flavour of what you've seen. So in the in-store space, we've seen the volumes are generally up sort of 10% on a Black Friday. So that's the absolute number of transactions. But in terms of value, it's flat. So in terms of the actual rand value that are through stores in the in-store environment, it's flat year on year. And that, that is before inflation. So that's in real terms, I guess, going backwards a little bit. We have seen a nice spike in online volumes, sort of typically up 25% year on year, and with Cyber Monday interesting having a strong showing at 40% up on prior year. So we are seeing a displacement and a movement by consumers to the online space.
Andrew, did we see any shock surprises, like big tickets items? I remember a couple of years ago there were those reports where one person spent X amount of money on their card or spent X amount in one transaction. Did we see any of those sorts of surprise moves?
There's nothing that really stands out quite dramatically, and I see some of our peers in the market have also given some nice insights. I'll just give you a flavor of what we've seen. At our peak on Black Friday, we saw about 1,800 or 1,600 transactions a minute through our environment. And our largest transaction on the day, which was on Black Friday, was a value of just under 350,000, which, if I look, if I make an educated guess, would say probably a small motor car is the price point that it looks like. So there's still some folks out there that are buying motor cars on credit, you could see.
Was that a single transaction?
There was a single transaction, 349,000 and some change.
I wonder what the person's credit card limit is to have a 340,000 rand transaction just go off. Andrew, Black Friday historically has been a time where people have come through for discounts and come through for bargains. But of late, we've seen that some companies, maybe not all companies, actually mark up prices beforehand. And then your discount is not really a discount. Have we been seeing similar sorts of patterns? Have we been noticing anything out of sorts around that? I mean, most common example is like TVs that I can think of.
Yes. Jimmy, difficult to say from the data we see. But certainly the overall, the constraint in the system would suggest that retailers are also under pressure. They're having to, do more for the consumers to earn that basket. So I do think there is constraint on the supply side as well in terms of being able to pass on, magnificent discounts and amazing deals to consumers. It certainly is suggested from the environment we're seeing. And I guess the other thing to consider is that, we had quite a big bump looking at the growth in 22 from 21 and what I would say the COVID constrained demand. And so when looking at actual year-on-year from 21 to 22, there was massive growth. And then obviously 23 relative to 22, you might have it as a baked-in trend as well. So there's a number of factors that are driving these numbers and the sentiment that we're seeing in the market.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if we are back at pre-pandemic levels there in terms of just overall spend. But thanks so much for that update, Andrew. That's Andrew Wilmot, who's Customer Experience Executive at Eccentric Payment Systems, giving us a sense of some of the movements that have taken place across a Black Friday. We're going to get a different sense from Standard Bank now. I'm joined by the head of the credit card division at Standard Bank, Tumelo Ramuhondo, to take a look at this. Tumelo, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. That 350,000 Rand transaction that Andrew mentioned, was that one of your clients?
No. It wasn't one of our clients. I can confirm though that we have seen bigger transaction values than that in our space though. I think the biggest transaction amount that we saw during Black Friday was basically 900,000. So that's sort of, I think, the range of transactions we've seen. I mean, we have seen quite a number of transactions that were above sort of the half a million rand mark. So there were some big spend this past Black Friday.
Tumelo, did you say 900,000 rand?
Yes, it was 900,000 rand, yeah. Clearly, that's the maximum we've seen.
Clearly, inflation is not affecting some people. what else did your data suggest? I mean, are we seeing that levels from pandemic, or are we at pre-pandemic levels in terms of just overall spend, overall appetite for Black Friday, or are you also seeing a bit of a moderation in terms of just where consumers are?
No, we're definitely seeing some level of moderation. The reality is customers, I think, disposable income is really impacted by the high inflation that we've seen, as well as the high levels of interest rates that we've sort of seen. And as a result, customers are not really spending as much on luxury goods like we saw, for example, pre-pandemic compared to now. If you really look at this Black Friday, it's really been more around spending on essential items. I mean, if you look at, for example, grocery items for this Black Friday, that constituted more than a quarter of the transactions that we've actually seen from a Standard Bank perspective. So consumers are really focused more on spending on essentials as opposed to going for luxury. We can obviously say that the overall spend for this Black Friday is actually probably the highest we've seen in the last 4 years or so. But at the same time, I do think the context is slightly different just given where the economy finds itself currently.
I wonder what a necessity is considered that costs 900,000 rand, but we'll come back to that. Tumelo, from an overall perspective, from a Standard Bank perspective, have you seen that the purchases or the expenditure that was spent related to specific sectors or specific areas? I mean, we did discuss the element of the fact that it is more essentials than luxuries, but are you seeing that from whether it's a geographical location point of view? I mean, as a bank, you guys have a bit more detail around the types of customers that you have and that sort of information.
Yeah. So I must say, when it comes to sort of where the customers are spending, the trend is pretty much similar, I think, across the different segments we have and the different geographies we have. Really, I think there's really four main categories, I think, that's sort of dominating spend for us. Like I mentioned already, grocery and supermarket is on top of that list by a mile, I think, to any other category. That is then followed by sort of retail clothing and footwear. I mean, you can actually see a lot of activity going through that space. And then department stores and sort of variety stores, that's also quite dominant. And lastly, just restaurants and the different eating places. I think those four are actually quite significantly higher than any other category that we see. The one that is a bit out, I mean, compared to, for example, to last year we actually saw furniture's sort of being part of that sort of top spending categories, and we can actually see that this year that has actually dropped significantly. So that just, again, I think goes back to the story around essentials are probably the main story around this Black Friday compared to what we've seen before.
Essentials remain the main story, but some people still spend a little more than others. Thanks so much, Tumelo. That's Tumelo Ramogondo, who is the head of credit cards at Standard Bank South Africa, giving us a sense of what they saw from their Black Friday patterns.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.